And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we have a question for you this week. Are you always rushing? We ask you to take a moment and consider this question. Are you always rushing? Are you frantic and panicked that you will not get everything done in your day? Is there a punishment aspect happening within your system when you don't accomplish everything on your list? Are you always looking at the clock to measure your progress and the goodness in your day? And when you look at the clock and it is, quote, later than you would like, does it send a charge into your system so that it disturbs you and disturbs your nervous system? We see on Earth that human beings are pushed by the rushing of their days, that they wake up with thoughts of already being, quote, behind, and there is so much to do, and then the day begins based on fear and rush and push and an attempt to accelerate all of those things that are on your plate in that day. We ask you in this moment right now to pause and take a deep breath. Inhale deeply and exhale deeply. That which created you, God, knows just what is for you to do in each moment and in each day. That which is right and correct for you to do in the design and plan of your life. It does not come with anxiety and pressure and stress. It comes with a sense of peace, and that each thing that you do, and as you turn to the next thing, there is peace and a sense of rightness and satisfaction and joy. Consider this different experience and how it compares to listening to your human mind that is fear-based and always looking for the things that will come in and harm you and might be a problem. So it is never ending, this fear. Consider the quality of your day when you are led by this voice. Then consider the quality of your day when led by God's voice, God's guidance and leading. The clock and time is a deal on Earth right now. There is an idea that the more you get done, the more successful you are. That the faster you walk and the speedier that you complete tasks, that you are to be held in high esteem. This is not correct in God's design. God's design for you and for humankind is to be in alignment with God's timing and God's direction for you in every moment. So what is essential here is for you to listen to the guidance of God and of your spirit. And this requires you to have a quiet mind, to be still, so that if an idea comes up that pushes your energy to rush and to feel pressured about squeezing things into your day, pause right there and ask God and your spirit from your central core. This is where you come home to your central core and ask, what is the best and highest thing for me to do next? You will hear the guidance. Even when your mind has said to go ahead and do that task, if it is not correct in this moment, you will feel the guidance. You will feel peace and comfort and ease. And then you will take the step to follow the guidance. Your mind may become quite loud to say, no, that is not correct. This is the right path. But dear ones, this is your opportunity to exercise your listening skills to God and following God and trusting God. So if you are finding yourself always rushing around, we ask you to observe yourself this week and to try our recommendations about coming home to the center of your being, being still, asking God and your spirit for guidance in that moment, and then following the guidance. There is no need, there is no necessity for you to live a life that is unsatisfied and that has punishment aspects within it because of the clock and because of your limited ego mind that wants you to believe it is God. This is not the truth. We ask you to try this out this week, and we see that you will have many aha moments, and you will feel greater ease and comfort and joy in your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.